Scott Adams, the Park City Fire District's fire marshal, advised caution when dealing with Christmas trees and tree lights.
Well, you know, the big thing with the Christmas trees is keeping them watered. And the problem is that sometimes when they get cut really early in the season. And so when they get shipped here, so they might have already been cut 2 or 3 months by the time they arrive at the Christmas tree lot. So the thing to do is keep watering them every day. And even before you put it in, it's maybe cut off about an inch on the bottom of the tree. And that helps kind of get that fresher wood that you can soak the water up with into the tree. And then, like with your Christmas lights, you know, the smart thing you did when you're not home, don't burn your Christmas tree, especially if it's a live or a cut Christmas tree like that. And always get the good lights, you know, that have a UL listing on them. You know, look for the tags that says Underwriters Laboratories.
He said the LED lights are an improvement over the traditional lights.
Yeah, they're a much better light, so they don't put off as much heat and they don't use up as much energy.
And so can you keep those on all day if you go to work and you realize you left them on? Is it okay?
Sure. It's safe like that, but it's just like with the washing machine. You know, when you go on vacation, you always shut the water off just to be safe. So why tempt fate sometimes? But yeah, with the LED lights, are probably going to burn a lot cooler, say, than the normal Christmas lights.
Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt said candles are becoming more popular. He's a fan himself, but you have to be careful with them too.
Candles have been gaining popularity, as we know, the scented candles and such, so they're burned a lot. And in fact, the NFPA, or the National Fire Protection Agency, they say the numbers are on the increase of candle fires during the Christmas season, holiday season. So very important point. You got to be extremely careful with these candles. And we have had candles burn houses down in our district in the recent years. So don't go to sleep with your candle on, and be careful of the very dry trees around candles too.
And like the chief says, the big thing too is not only the flame, but the base of it heats up on the surface, especially if you have it on a wood surface or on top of a tablecloth, because the heat transmits down to that also.
Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt and Fire Marshal Scott Adams. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.